Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi all, it's TV's Gail Porter here. I am so excited to tell you that I am joining the Paranormal Activity family and will be hosting a number of live podcast recordings across the UK. The first is on the 6th of March at London's haunted Richmond Theatre. Expect terrifying tales, audience interaction, and hopefully a spirit or two. I can't wait for you to join me and to hear your own paranormal experiences. You can find tickets at www.paranormalpod.co.uk.
I think I've just dated fucking knobs, to be honest. Like, no, like, I'm not joking. Not all of them, but of late. As well, like... Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. This is the podcast with me, Sophie Brown.
And myself, Robin Richford. And this is where we dive into a new topic. I was going to say get our teeth into an interesting dilemma. I've got my Invisalign in, Soph, and I feel like I've got a lisp. Have I got a lisp?
I mean, you did then, but...
I did, didn't I? I need to take these out. If you don't like ASMR, I would move your head away right now.
She's got a lisp. Ah. No, oh, God. Oh, my God.
I actually just pulled them out. I had to. I felt like I couldn't speak. Yeah, they are sore. Do you know what happens is every Tuesday you get a new tray, and that's what's wrong. It's like my tongue hasn't got round the new trays yet.
Youch. Yeah, my mum did them for ages. I haven't had them, but yeah, anything with teeth, pain, pure pain.
I know. They're going to look so sexy for summer though.
Yeah, they are. How long are you doing them for?
So like 6 months, and I'm like 6 weeks in, so I feel like it's perfect. Even right. If like... She did say it might be done in like 4.5, to be fair, but I'm just saying 6 because she's like, it could take up to 6. So I'm like, if I mentally in my head are saying 6, it'll be just a nice surprise if it's not.
That's perfect timing. That's not long either at all, 6
no,
months.
No, I know. Well, my teeth were always straight, right? This is actually a fun fact. My teeth were always straight, never had braces or anything like that. And then when I got to my late 20s, they've all started moving, and apparently it's really common.
Dead. No, don't say that.
Yeah, welcome, baby.
5 grand of teeth in here. A millimetre. Oh, my God.
So what did you get? Did you get, like, veneers or something?
Yeah, so have I ever told this story? When I was eight, I had an accident in my garden.
Oh, no.
So, it's so bad. It's so bad. But basically, we were, like, playing. It was a summer holidays. We were about to have food outside. And we were playing outside, my brother and I. And I jumped off the slide. And because my teeth were coming through, I had, like, a bit of a gap between them.
Yeah.
The washing line pulled my whole front tooth out.
Shut up.
Root to tip. And it pulled me over the washing line. And I was so close to smashing my head on the pavement bit of our house. But thankfully, I hit the grass. I'm there with my tooth. Bleeding out. My mum's no idea what to do. She's like, you didn't really have like phones to Google stuff then. You know, she wanted to keep the teeth alive.
Yeah, how do you do that? Well, like, put it in water.
Well, people say put it in milk, put it in your mouth as well. My mum wasn't even considering that, but I think they just, I don't know, it was a bit of a loss.
Oh my God, that's so traumatic, by the way.
Yeah, it wasn't great. So then I went, they held me down and injected me. Like, I had no anesthesia, I don't think. I think I went to an emergency dentist. Like, I literally just turned up. And, it was so painful. And, it got stuck back in. And because it didn't go black, actually, weirdly, but it wasn't alive. Like, it's completely desensitized. But it never grew with my face. This is quite a big story, actually. But never grew in my face. I told this on maths, and I got upset about it, and they never showed any of it, of course, because they just wanted me to look like whatever. It never grew with my mouth. So then I had half a tooth there almost, because it was all the way up there.
Oh my gosh! So it was basically like a child's tooth. Is that the thing?
So well, it was like the size of it, but it was like there was a gap. So I never smiled. Like I went into high school and I wouldn't open my mouth or smile or anything, and then. There was one time where these girls in my class, they were like not very nice. They managed to get a picture of me from like across the class room, me laughing, and they all set it as their Facebook profile picture.
Oh my God, so that's so horrible. Are you joking?
No, this is all, yeah, this is very true.
Oh my gosh, that's so traumatic.
Yeah, it was horrible. And then I got it done at like age, I don't know, maybe 14. And it was so random. I was in the dentist. He was like, I can probably put something on that for you. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
You're just like, babe, why have I waited all these years? Like, are you joking?
Traumatized from it. But he did that. And yeah. And then I got them done when I was in sick form. And then 2-3 years ago, I paid $5,000 to get these babies done. All porcelain veneers I've got, and it's the best thing, yeah, that I've ever done. So
I mean, I feel like that's just escalated so much from me with a lisp.
Yeah, sorry, that was, I just don't think I've told that before.
No, it's really interesting, because also as well, I think it kind of like shows you how important like your smile is. I feel the same about skin. I think skin and your smile can have such an impact on you. You don't even realize it as you're kind of going through, especially those like years of like being a teen and things like that.
Yeah, even if you can't necessarily get them done or anything, I'm not advocating you to get them done. I mean, I had an accident on mine and I had to, really, but if you just get them whitened, it is unbelievable the difference it can make. Unbelievable.
It's so expensive though, isn't it? Like it is ridiculous. Like I am just like, if I was to do life again, like a cosmetic dentist, 100%.
Yes,
honestly, they are laughing. They're absolutely,
yeah.
I just thought of teeth and them laughing. But it's true. They actually are. They're laughing all the way to the bank. And don't get me wrong. I understand all the years of study before, and I do understand they do long hours and things like that. But Jesus, it's expensive.
I know.
So expensive for what it is.
This was before the show or anything like that. Yeah. Like you get offered these things afterwards and stuff. But
yeah,
you know, that was all my own money, paid for that and everything. And that was such a big thing in my life to have done. I was like, it was such like a pivotal moment for me getting them done. And, you know, I paid for it myself and everything. I was like, but it is such a lot of money. But for me, it was life changing. Like, it was so good.
So worth
it. I mean, people still fucking ripped me for what they look like on TV. Only a little bit. It's when people didn't like me. They just find anything.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, they just find anything.
If they like you, they literally no issue. But if there's something they don't like about you, and you've got buck teeth or whatever, you know, what are those veneers, whatever.
I just love to see these supermodels that are sitting there sending all of this stuff. I just love to see them because they're just so perfect, aren't they?
I know.
Look at me defending you.
Thank you, Robin. No, I appreciate that. I mean,
don't do that to my friend. It's so rude. I'm like, it must be lovely being as perfect as you.
Exactly. I thought that in my Barry's class this morning. The girl was really good, and I almost got emotional because I was really channeling. Like, she was like, you know, she just kept giving all these little motivational things, and I was like, yeah. And she was like, you know, you're doing this for you, and think all of this stuff and everything. And then I was lying down at the end, and I was like, you know what? All those fuckers that call me fat in the Daily Mail, I don't think you could fucking do a 60-minute Barry's.
Yes, amen.
Where?
And even if they could, they shouldn't be saying it. But the irony is, the people that can wouldn't be saying it.
No.
That's the difference.
No, exactly.
Because they're out there living their lives. That's the problem.
I know. I was about to say, before we get too emotional, I feel like I'm like de-baggaging at the beginning of this podcast, but we're going to talk about fucking Valentine's Day, and I don't even want to talk about it.
That sounds as if I put a gun to her head. It's not my fault it's on the 14th of February. I didn't pick the date.
I know. Well, I mean, to be fair, I was due on Valentine's Day.
Where are you? Oh, you were going to be a Valentine's
baby. I know, little love baby. That would annoy me, though. Like, I had an ex that his birthday was, I think it was the 13th, and we didn't actually get to Valentine's Day.
So it wasn't a concern of yours.
No, but I was thinking, the only thing, obviously, it's not annoying their birthdays then, but it's more annoying that, like, if you want to go away or something like that, everything's bumped up because it's Valentine's Day.
Well, that's the trouble, isn't it? I mean, I went out with a little boy when he was a little boy, but I was a little girl when I was about 14, and his birthday was Valentine's Day. And yeah, I remember being like, oh my gosh, like that's so rubbish. And it's like, Robin, that's ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? When you actually think about it, like, but when you're 14, it just feels like a big deal. You get like a little rose, doesn't it? I had to buy him a present on Valentine's Day too.
What do you think about presents? Where do you stand? Because you've got a long-term partner. So what's, it's good because we've got two probably different views. Well, not views, but like we're in different situations.
It's really interesting. I do think, see, right. So I know I get the whole argument that it's commercialized, right? It's a load of crap. I do understand that argument. And I do think to an extent, absolutely, there's, you know, I mean, there's companies that have, most companies actually just jump
on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I totally understand that. But I do also think that in everyday life, it can be really easy not to prioritize time with your partner. So anything that kind of encourages you to do that, whether you actually do it on Valentine's Day that weekend or roundabout or wherever, anything that kind of encourages you to make a bit of an effort, I don't think it's a bad thing.
I agree with that because it's so funny because we talk about this and obviously at the moment, you know, I'm single, but if I had a partner, like I'd be so like lovey-dovey about it probably.
Would you so? Oh, I love that.
We had this at Christmas. This is what I mean. I don't like this chat. I haven't had a Christmas with anyone for like 7 years. Well, guess what? It's the same for Valentine's Day. I think it's 8 years. I'm not Valentine's. So, you know, but it's
yeah, but I do think Valentine's is like, it's just not as, I don't know. Or maybe it is. Do you feel like it is quite like pivotal in the year?
Nah, Christmas is worse for
life. I would have thought, yeah, that's what I would think. Because Valentine's just like, it just is, isn't it? When you're younger, it feels like a bigger deal, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm not arsed, to be honest, because we can talk about this. The whole Galentine's thing I think is really cute. I love that. I've got a Galentine's event on the 13th, like booked out a little room at our apartments and we're going to do like food and drinks and stuff. And
love that. We're
maybe going to do matching PJs and things like that's super cute. Yeah. And they all, you know, I've seen so much stuff recently on social media as well. And I really love it. The whole your platonic friendships are just as incredible as, you know, relationships that you have, you know. So
babe, they're more incredible, let me tell you. They fucking are. There is nothing that lifts you up in this world than that platonic relationship of someone that you just know has got your back. The person that you know wants you to succeed in every aspect of your life. And I do understand that sometimes that is rare to find, but when you find it, my God, is it magical. It's more magical than ever, ever finding the person you're going to marry. That's genuinely how I feel about it. Is that dramatic? I just think it's just like so special because it's literally like, I don't know, I feel like with a romantic partner, right, there's other things that you need from a romantic partner. So like you can, I guess, be providing that for them. But this is actually someone that's like has no other reason to be with you other than that they just like being around you.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's like, what else? Like, they're not gaining anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to buy, you know what I mean, my best friend a house, although I'd love to. But do you know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, other aspects, like, that are kind of at play except, like, we really like each other. I love it. We're getting rid of Valentine's. We're bringing in Galentine's.
Exactly. This is the thing. I think, like, it's so important. I think as you get older as well. And if you are single, I think it is very important to celebrate those friendships. And it's nice to do those things. And I also think that like you take the rough with the smooth. Like, you know, there are days where like with Valentine's Day or whatever, you do feel, you know, you see everyone's couple pictures on Instagram and everyone's posting and it's a bit like, oh.
But how do you feel about that?
Well, you could say this about everything, right? You could say this about Christmas and you see someone's got a brand new MacBook and, you know, you didn't really get anything that year or whatever and you might have been totally fine with that, but once you see other people it's kind of like I don't know it can be the same with anything, but I think with love obviously it's difficult, but then I would say you don't know how happy those people are obviously in real life. I always back myself now that like I'd rather be like me now than be with someone that, you know, I don't want to be with or I'm not fully happy with. Like I'm more than adequate by myself for the moment, so it's like, well, you know, I don't know what these people's relationship is like. It might be rubbish. They might cheat on each other or, you know, I don't know, loads of stuff. It's just like, you just don't know. But it is difficult. I do stay away from social media sometimes when it's like constant. Like New Year's is difficult actually as well because it's like, fuck me, like everybody's, you know, posting their someone and it's like,
I feel like, I don't know, I'm not really a poster, really, to be honest, with like my relationship anyway. Yeah. But I think that, like, yeah, I just find it a little disingenuous in a lot of ways. I don't know why. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just because I don't really put loads of private stuff out. So maybe for me it feels, I don't know.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get, like, I know I've had friends in the past that I'm like, I know you fight all the time, because when I'm around you, all you do is freaking fight. And then, like, it's OTT on socials. It's literally like, the love of my life, I couldn't breathe without them. And like, and you're just like, oh, yeah, yeah, no.
I know. Okay. I know. What would your perfect, like, Valentine's be?
My perfect. Oh, well, I'm quite bougie, aren't I, in that way? When it comes to romance, I'm quite bougie. I don't think I'm very bougie in life. I don't. My day to day, I don't think. It's so funny, right? This is a tangent, but it's funny. I basically was saying to my friend, because I was thinking about doing like a joint birthday with like another friend, and I was like, I just don't know if like I'm bougie enough. Like, I don't think we're going to want the same thing. And my friend was like, are you shitting me? And I was like, what? And she was like, Robin, you have this view of yourself.
Yeah.
She was like, you honestly think that you're like at one with nature and you like live and you camp and you do all this stuff. And I was like, I do. And she was like, yeah, but like you do it as well as going to Mykonos. She was like, you are way more bougie than you think you are. And I was like, are you joking? I'm not bougie at all. And she was like, no, I think you are. And then that's where we got into the conversation. And I realized, I was like, I am quite bougie in terms of romance. Like, I would love to say the best night would be like sitting in, watching a movie and stuff. But I'm like, honestly, if my partner was like, get on the flight, we're going to Paris, I'm like, that's what I want.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd love to say, don't get wrong, that's never happened. But but like, I would love to be like, no, just the two of us. But actually, in love, I'm like, I'd actually really love that, like, swoop you off your feet kind of like excitement. It would be so exciting. I'd love that.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me,
we've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger,
and let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything. From punamis to piles, nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
I feel like, I don't know, mine will probably revolve around food.
Yeah, really nice restaurant.
Yeah, like a tasting menu somewhere. Mm. But that doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day. Like, to be fair, I would love just to cook at home, but like do something super bougie. So, you know, like Hawksmoor or something, for example, you can order like a Valentine's box, but you still make it yourself, but some of it's already made and things. So it's like you're cooking, but not cooking.
Got you. Do you know, actually, I saw this thing about compatibility and it was really interesting. And it was basically talking about how if you're a high effort person, you need to find another high effort person.
Yes.
And if you're a low effort person, you need to find another low effort person. And I was like, I wonder what that means. And then I feel like I'm starting to understand it a little bit. I think it's like that kind of like, if you're high effort, you don't want someone that's like quite chill and like actually they show their love in a different way from effort. I don't know. I don't really, I don't know. Does that make sense or not?
No, it does. And I think that's spot on, because I've also had this in friendships where like I'm high effort and they're low effort. And it can be really difficult because I do always feel like I'm the one, you know, making the effort, making the plans and organizing it all and, you know, making sure that everyone knows what they're doing and everything. And like when you don't get it back, like I actually like doing it. So I'm like, I don't mind taking that role, but you do want it reciprocated. I think in a relationship, like I've had it before where they've been really low effort and I've been high effort. And like, even though like I think we're a thing, I've then been like embarrassed to sort stuff or book stuff or do you know what?
Right, okay. Yeah. Because you think, oh, do they actually even want to go?
Do they want to? Like, are they bothered? I'm a bit like it's a bit difficult. But if you know that like they really enjoy it and that they will also plan stuff and organize stuff, then it's fine. But I think, no, that definitely has legs, because I think, if I'm going to put that effort in, then you have to. to.
Which is funny because I assumed that it would be like a yin and yang. I assumed like if one's high effort, then that would work with a low effort person because someone's at least covering it. But actually, they say that that's not how compatibility works.
I suppose they say like opposites attract and the whole yin and yang thing. But I think with effort wise, because otherwise, if you're, I don't know, like me personally, if I'm putting in loads of effort, like I don't mind that. I want to do it. Mm-hmm. I have to have it back in some way. It doesn't have to be in the exact same way, but it's more just like,
yeah, that's probably the key, isn't it? It's like in a different form, isn't it?
Yeah. And they just have to be, you know, that level of spontaneity or, you know, or even just like things like I would be happy to, not that it's about money, but I just mean like, for example, go to spend money on like a really amazing food, like tasting menu or something. I would need them to be comfortable, I guess, like doing stuff like that as well.
Yeah, you'd want them to enjoy that. Is, do you know where I think the hardest Valentine's sits is like when you've only been dating like a few months. That is the hardest Valentine's, I think.
Yeah.
You get those people, don't you? Like, that, especially I think as you get older, that meet and they're just like, click, that's it, we're in.
Yeah.
Like I've had friends that have been single for like 8 years, met someone, got engaged and had a baby within a year. Do you know what I mean? Like some people, when they find the one, they're like, that's it. That's the one. But everyone else that's kind of still, you know, tittering on the edge, I think that first Valentine's a lot of pressure. Because I think, especially as a female, do you buy a gift? What do you do?
See, the thing is, I'm like so up for doing that. But again, it's like the embarrassment thing. Like it's like I think I've just dated fucking knobs, to be honest. Like, no, like, I'm not joking. Not all of them, but of late. So
I'm obsessed.
Like, I just feel like I would put in effort like that. Actually, no, there was one guy before maths as well. This is what I mean. Even him, like, we were dating and I felt like embarrassed if I like got him anything or whatever. And it's like,
why though? That's so silly.
I know.
It's because they're making you feel like that though, right?
Well, that's the thing. I would never feel like that with the right person. I would like, you know, shower them with love and appreciation and gifts and like things to do and whatever, but like when it's someone that you don't know where you necessarily stand as much with, or it is like almost feels embarrassing. I've had that loads of times. It fucking sucks. I hate it. It's a really horrible place to be.
It is horrible. I wondered if like the kind of like key to it is being like, shall we organize something for Valentine's, or like do you think that's just like taking the jink, that's just doing their work for them? I don't know.
I think if it's something new, then, because I've not had a Valentine's with anyone, even a situationship for years and years. But like, say I started dating someone like a few months ago, I probably would have been like, I think I'm at the age now where I'm just going to say how I feel and like, you know, whatever.
That's,
and I think
you've got to,
set your own boundaries and like, because if they say no, then you'd be like, oh, right, cool. This maybe isn't going where I thought it was. Like,
yeah, well, I think you could tell a lot, right? Like,
yeah.
If they respond, yeah, great idea, what were you thinking? Or, oh, yeah, actually, I was going to actually organise something, so just leave it with me. Or, you know, like, there's just so many responses. I mean, that is the ideal response for the males listening.
Yes.
I was going to organise something, leave it with me.
Yeah, forget you even thought about it. And
yeah, literally. But at least you kind of know where you're at. Whereas I think probably in my early 20s, I might have been a little bit more stubborn, I would have thought, where I'm like, well, I'm not going to ask him because he hasn't mentioned it. You know, I'd be a bit more like that. But I just think you get to an age where you think, my gosh, clocks are ticking, man.
No, I know. Honestly, I am. I mean, I am. I'm on, like, this year is, like I said, very happy being sort of by myself and really investing time into my own health and happiness and all of that. Like I actually am trying to now, not just like saying it and then, you know, whatever. But fuck, what was I going to say then?
She actually just put her head on the mic. That's the vibe Soph's on today.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, just like even people I've spoken to recently, I've made it very clear that like, you know, I'm not just looking to like sleep with you or whatever. Like I've made that clear. Like I'm not going to go down this route with people again and then just be left and burn at the end. Then they just...
This is so interesting. So how do you do that? Like, how do you make it clear? Because I bet you this is something that those dating in their late 20s are like, how do I make it clear without coming across, you know, like people go, oh, it's too intense or that. But I guess if it's the right person, it's not too intense, right? Is that the idea?
Yes. I think that you can say that. I can read you what I said, actually.
Oh my God, yeah, tell me.
So, because I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to do it. Because do you know what I've realised as well? And I think this might resonate with other people. It's like, you almost don't want to say it as well because they might come back and be like, well, I'm only after that. So you're, even though then you'll know the answer, you don't want to always.
Yeah, sometimes you're scared of the answer as well, especially if you're starting to like them.
Exactly.
And it's that really horrible curse of like, oh, I could be the one to change them.
Exactly. No, we're not having that.
They don't change. No.
Get rid of that energy.
Get rid of the energy. It's not worth it.
It just got a bit saucy in the conversation, which was fine. Great. Love that. But then I basically they kind of alluded to coming to, oh, come and see me or whatever. And it kind of just sounded like, come and see me and sleep with me kind of
thing. Right,
and okay. I was a bit like, I know we've just been having that conversation. So, you know, obviously it wasn't like, whatever. But then I said, well, I don't want to just have sex. I'm just putting that out there if that's what you mean.
Wow. So we didn't beat around it. We just
No, we
it.
Didn't.
Oh my God. I feel like a proud mama.
Honestly, because I was
not
a bit
that
like...
I'm old enough to be your mom, obviously, but just in case anyone wasn't aware. And what did he reply? I'd love to know what he replied.
I've just I think I can say it. I'm not naming who it is, but they put, I get that, neither do I.
Oh.
Just clarifying, because I get that and it's frustrating. Okay, good to know.
Good to know.
No, there was something else in between, but I won't read.
Right, okay, got it. It's more specific.
It was a positive chat, and it was like when we were just started speaking, and I was just like, do you know what? I'm not going to do it anymore, and I'm not going to be like hung by a thread, because this is what I did last year with a couple of people, and I'm like, it's so stupid, and that's the whole like, you can't be scared of what they're going to say. You've just got to do it. They say, oh, no, I'm not interested in anything, to be honest. Like, I'll be like, okay, that's cool. I'm not really. Or you make that decision and you're like, yeah, actually, I'm not bothered about it either. But at least you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually do think that, like, events like Valentine's is actually a really good way to find out if someone is into you. Because when they hit you with the, oh, sorry, I'd love to, but I'm working late, it feels a lot like they don't want to.
Yes.
So it's a good indication, I feel.
I would say, though, it's not like the sort of be all and end all. Like, if you've just sort of started dating someone, you're not 100% sure. It is quite a big day, and that is quite a lot of pressure. And it doesn't mean they don't want anything, but it might just be that they're like, shit, it's Valentine's Day. Like, I'm not quite ready for that yet. But, I mean, we're
but
grown
like,
out.
I know, well, this is the thing. I almost feel like...
It's any other day. I mean, just come over and have some nice food or whatever, like get over it, like
yeah, go and eat the little, what's it called, the meringue that's just like shaped like a swan, go eat it, just do it. Have the raspberry Kool-Aid that costs you 45 quid when it's usually a 3 quid, and it just is what it is. Though, to be honest, that is a good tip. I would say in relationships, I would say in the last probably however many years, we actually probably don't really go out on Valentine's Day, which is kind of contradicts what I said, but I just think we've been going out for so many years that we're like, actually it makes no sense to go out and pay 4 times the money. Let's just go out on the Saturday, or let's just go out on the, but again, it's just that thing of like almost forcing you to do something. I think it's quite nice, actually. We tended to, I feel like for the first however many years, we weren't together on Valentine's Day actually often, because our jobs were always away, and I used to like send some stuff. Like I sent like you get these like bouquets of flowers, but they're sweets, that sort of thing. We're actually apart on this Valentine's because I'm in Thailand with my friends.
You're going to Thailand?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I know this.
I don't know, my friend's wedding.
I feel like this is new information.
Is it? Oh my God, Soph, you know everything about me. What's going on? Do you know what? I've actually been really rubbish, because I think where it sits in the year, I've kind of just kind of forgot I was going, and then I was like, shit, I'm going to Thailand.
Married in Thailand. Wow. Oh my gosh. That's going to be phenomenal.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Going to be stunning. So we're not celebrating because, I'll be in Thailand on the beach.
Oh my gosh. Stunning. So you will be on the beach on Valentine's Day.
I will be on the beach. Yeah. Without my partner on Valentine's. But actually, no, I won't. I'll be pissing a beach club, I think.
Oh, unreal. Okay. Nice.
So nice, isn't it? They're doing one of them 3-day thingies, you know, drinks the night before the wedding, and then the next day everyone's like at the beach club.
Stunning. We're doing Galentine's, and then I will potentially be hungover on Valentine's Day. Not all day.
I love that. There's nothing that says late 20s like planning the hangover. Honestly, that is like epitomizes it.
It's a Tuesday or a Wednesday or whatever. So I don't know. Let's see. But I'll either be drowning my sorrows or I'll be all right because I'll be with the gals.
Oh, go with the gals, man. I think, again, it's that same thing where it's just an excuse, isn't it, to get around like the girls. And yeah, it's just an excuse to like go out with your partner if you have one. And if you don't, also just kind of like celebrating with whoever is your friends. I don't know. It's quite nice, actually. I do kind of like it. I think it gets a bit silly, doesn't it? Like all the commercialized, and it's like, why are we paying Fiverr for a card? It's like.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah. Though I do like nice words, so sometimes quite nice to get a card. But I don't really do gifts, really. Not like gifts. I wouldn't like, I've never received like, I don't know, like a really nice necklace or something like that for Valentine's. That's not ever happened, I don't think.
Yeah, my first boyfriend and I think we did presents. But like I said, because my love language always comes up as like gift giving and receiving. But I did always used to enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
But I think it wasn't that big stuff. Like I'm sure I got him like a Nike jumper or something. Because I'm sure he put on his social media at the time, like, if you go out with Sophie, you'll get it. A night for Valentine's Day.
That's a glowing review of that.
I remember, oh my God. So he supported Man City. Mm-hmm. And I was like an interim fan from Spurs, which is who my family supports. My dad wasn't very happy because I used to have to watch all the City matches. So I was like, well, you know, I might as well. It's between a rock and a hard place. but basically he tweeted... I've probably got it on my phone somewhere. Oh, maybe not. This is years ago. But he tweeted City about, because they were doing shout outs. Mm. They did one.
No, stop.
My God, on Valentine's Day, like a football shout out on Twitter. Funny.
That's funny. That is funny. It's like the kiss cams, isn't it? Like the NFL yeah. and stuff. They're so funny. I love them. I'm like, we need to bring that into like, I would watch sport if stuff like that happened. They had insane dancers in the middle. Like the basketball's really good for that, actually. They have like such good entertainment,
like the Super Bowl. You want like Super Bowl level.
Yeah, I want Super Bowl every time, and then I will watch Liverpool. That's the trade-off. I do think it can be a hard holiday. I think without, I guess people don't really talk about it as much. Like you say, Christmas. I think that's more like, I think people are slightly more sensitive around that, but kind of maybe forgetting like Valentine's is kind of everywhere, isn't it? Even like all over the shops and stuff. Do you think there's any, like, do you have any advice for anyone, you know, if they are feeling a bit like, oh, kind of dreading it a little bit?
Well, I was going to finish on that, actually. I was going to say some parting words of not even wisdom, because I don't know, but I just genuinely think that it is very difficult in our day and age because social media paints like a perfect picture. And of all these couples, I'd say stay away from it on that day if you can, because it is absolute, you know, that's everything that you see. Yeah. And that'll help a little bit. But like I said before, I genuinely think, you know, it's better to be, you know, comfortable with your own self and in your own solitude and all of that than be with someone that you're not happy with. So yes, there's a lot of pressure. But if you're, you know, happy by yourself, or you're at least working on that, then that's better than, you know, I don't know. I just think it is hard. You've got to take the rough with the smooth. Like, there'll probably be moments where I'm pretty upset. Like, it does hit you and you just think, is it ever going to be me kind of thing? But then it's like, you don't know these people's lives. And honestly, just do the best you can to be happy in your own. And then whoever comes into it should be fucking, you know, lucky. Very happy that they're lucky they've even entered your life. So yeah.
It is hard, isn't it? Because there's that whole cliche thing of like, everyone's on their own journey. And sometimes you just want to, like, I do anyway, throw my phone across the, you know, across the room when you see stuff like that. But there is something in it. Like, there is something in, like, you are where you are. And sometimes, like, a little level of acceptance and just a couple of deep breaths kind of helps. Just go, you know what, it's not forever. And actually, these are, like, moments to kind of check in with yourself and go, what is it I really want?
Yeah. If you're heartbroken on Valentine's Day, I don't have any advice for you. Time is the best healer and it's really fucking hard, but you'll be all right in the end.
Oh God, it's the worst, isn't it? Heartbreak is...
I don't even think about heartbreak. Like, no. It literally, it's the most horrendous. And it's partially why I'm just staying away from it all. But no. I know it is horrible. But honestly, it is like grieving. You've got to take time and you'll get there in the end. But Valentine's Day is not easy. Do not put yourself in positions where, yeah, like things like just turn your social media off, whatever. Yeah. Just even delete it from your home screen, seriously. Yeah. So you don't go on it. Because it only takes one picture. And do not look at your ex's Instagram. This is a PSA to myself as well.
Oh my God, that's just so easy.
I've just thought that because I know that loads of my exes are now happy in relationships. You know, good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Must be nice.
I do not need to see it.
No, you don't. And I also think another tip is like stay busy. I think like there's a tendency to, if you just want to crawl up into a hole and just like become a hermit, if you can lean on some family and stuff, make some plans for those days.
Yeah.
And like... Yeah. With people ideally that will hold you to them when you really don't want to. I think that helps.
Yeah.
But yes, happy Valentine's. We love you.
Yeah, we do. We do. We love you all. Thank you for listening. And if you've been listening, you know, since the beginning of Robin and I coming together as co-hosts, then we really appreciate you. But yeah, enjoy it. And, you know, give us a message if you need any support on V-Day. We'll be there for you.
We absolutely will. And of course, you can always send us your dilemmas. If there's anything that's kind of sparked a thought, please do let us know. We have our extra lippy episodes that come out on Friday. There'll be another one this Friday. So yeah, you can, I was going to say contact us, but you can. You can email us at contact@looselipspodcast.com or you can get us over on the Instagram, of course, Loose Lips Podcast.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.